Hello. We're gonna have some fun today. It's the first of its kind. Let's go ahead and let me see here. We're gonna be doing live call to pre-foreclosures, okay? So I'm gonna do this daily. I did some testing earlier on today, and let's see here. Yep, so it was a lot of fun. It's pretty easy, okay? As we get a little deeper and deeper into this, I'll give you some more information as we get deeper into this. But for now, I just want you to hang out with me for an hour to 90 minutes, and let's do some cold calling. I want to. I kind of like don't want to call it cold calling, but it is what it is. We're calling people that we never met, but we're calling also because we want to offer some kind of help. So this is pretty much how wholesaling starts. You got to secure a deal. So essentially, what we've done is that we have access to data. Okay, we have access to data through a company called Red X. Supply us with the pre-foreclosure list up to date, and I started listening. Right now, I'm calling pre-foreclosures, and essentially, I just want to go there and have a conversation and see if somebody's willing to talk to me. My main first question is if they're open to selling or not. Okay, that's my main first question, if they're open to selling or not. So let's get started today. At the end of this call, we'll be able to know how we did. So you did not complete your previous storm campaign. Would you like to resume it? I guess yes. Yep. All right. So the only data I will probably review here is the one that I say out of my mouth once I get somebody on a call. But essentially, if I mention an address or a homeowner or anything like that, those things are public already, so I'm not really violating anything, just so you know. And let's go here. We're going, okay. We're getting on right now. So eventually what I'll do is I'll really show my screen. For now, I just want us to warm up, and get used to this. Let's get a quick start. Let me get that call. There you go. Okay.
Press 1 to continue.
All right. Look what we're on the roll now. All right. So let's see here. Dial. Okay. All right. So as I was saying, in between, I will say a few things here and there. Just bear with me. And let's have some fun as we do this. Okay. So I just dialed one. The beautiful thing about Dallas is that, you're moving very fast. Let's see here, dial. And you're on the roll. You're just cranking out numbers. Like we're already right now, we've made two calls already right now. Two calls done already. As a matter of fact, maybe I can actually. So the platform I use is called the Red X. I don't have an affiliate link for them yet. I will eventually. But feel free to go sign up if that's what you want to do. You have access to a list. It's called the Red X. Okay, and I use their lead platform called Vortex. Okay. Let's see here. All right, so we just went through three calls. Okay. Right. Okay. All right, so it's dialing right now. Okay. All right,
You
so.
have reached.
All right, so that was one voicemail left. One of the beauty about this thing is one of the beauties about this is that it leaves a voicemail for you, a pre-recorded voicemail, so you can move on to the next call ASAP. Okay. Okay, so this is another one. Hang up. And that was a fax number, so I'm going to delete that. I can indicate on the fly. Okay. Nope. If I want the number to be deleted, and that number will never be called ever again. All right. So again, right now we've made 5 calls already to 3 different leads, and it's only 2 minutes and 35.
Please leave your message for Yoru Kishek.
Another voicemail. And it's going to be automatic voicemail. I'll drop it. Keep it moving. Okay. So far, I've dropped 2 voicemails in 3 minutes. Okay. 2 voicemails. You have to understand, voicemails are also additional touch in your business. Okay. What we make money off of is encounters. Encounters, call it an encounter in the medical world, but you know, call it contact here in real estate. And each touch is additional money making in your pocket, because anyone can pick up those calls. Okay. And decide they want to call you back, and any one of those voicemails can become a lead, a deal. Okay. Each one of them.
Please leave your message for 908-5-5-2-1-5-6-7.
All right. We dropped that voicemail. We'll keep it moving on to the next. Okay. So again, this is all still part of marketing. You're prospecting. It's just that you're increasing your chances that you can talk to an actual person that's ready to talk to you right now. Okay. I'm going to be running this test. Okay. This is a massive test for me. This is the first episode of it. I'm going to be running it, and then we're going to see what happens after 9 days of doing this straight. Okay. So just bear with me. Stick with me here. It's going to be a lot of fun doing this. Okay. And let's see.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para
voicemail. Drop voicemail on to the next one. All right. So let's see here. Okay.
Please leave your message for 908.
All right, we're dropping another voicemail. I have the baby here, so I'm doing that. Another voicemail on to the next one. All right. One more.
Please leave your message for
908-764-0924. Another voicemail. Spare that away. All right. So 4 leads so far, because the way this system works is that it brings in all these leads, but some of them come up with numbers. Okay. With multiple numbers, rather. Okay, so we've only made 10 calls. Let's see here. Thank you, baby. All right. All right, so that was a call. That was no answer. Okay, we got the next one. Right. So, as I was saying, this is a big, massive test that I'm doing. Okay. Cold calling, 90 minutes minimum per day for the next 9 days. Run the first test in the afternoon. First test I run in the afternoon today was about 40 minutes. So I think I had one.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
We're dropping a voicemail now.
Dolores,
I think
it's not available.
Let's see.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
We dropped that voicemail. We got the next one. So I had one person said they'll call back. I had one person said they'll call back. I have that person documented. I'll call back again tomorrow, either way. But I dumped a bunch of voicemails, and I'll show you that report in a little bit here. Okay. Let's see. Right. All right, another beautiful thing about this system is that it skips the do not call numbers automatically. Okay, call it the DNC. It skips them automatically. That's another beautiful thing about it. That way you don't have to violate any type of rules when you're calling those people. Okay, it gives you the option to choose if you want to call cell phones or not. I choose to call cell phones, Apparently, there's some rules or anything like that. But again, if you're leading with the mindset that you are coming to help people, then it doesn't matter. You're just asking if the first question is, the first question is, let me see here, show script. First question, if I was wondering if you'd consider selling your property. Okay, and that's a yes or no. Okay? That should be an issue for somebody to tell you yes or no if you want to sell. Down the next one, okay. So if you're wondering right now, we're up to 5 leads. Okay, we've got 5 leads in 8 minutes, 14 calls, 14 different phone numbers, 7 voicemails. That's the part that I like the most. Okay, so we're actually leaving touches on people's voicemails. Okay, so anybody can call back and say, hey, call back, and I'll be like, hey, do you have the property in New Jersey? I was interested in your property. Then you never know, you just never know. Again, you want to dump just touches out there and see what becomes off. Okay. All right. Let's see here. All right. Skip that one. So no answer. Let's see here. All right. So let's see. So right now we're calling Renata Pierce. So the way the system is set up is to try 4 rings. I don't know if 4 rings may be on the low side, but it tries 4 rings. Nobody picks up. It moves on. Has no answer. Unless they hit the voicemail. Okay. Let's see here. Yep. So as you can see, we're going for 90 minutes. We're only 1/10 into the hour. We're 9 minutes right now, 9 minutes and 50 seconds, and see dial. So there's a setting. See, I have to click dial over and over here again. This is all part of the test. There's a setting here that says automatic dial. Maybe I can actually set that up as automatically and just keep dialing. Let me actually see that. Yep, dialing mode automatic. Yeah, let's put it on automatic. Yep. Let's see how that works out. That way, it just keeps going, okay, until I get somebody on the line. Okay, as you can see, it's a numbers game. Most people, you're not going to be get most people on the line. You're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to talk to everybody. But again, if you clock one good deal, you're looking at $20,000 to $30,000. Okay, if you do it right. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay, now you can say, hey, why not send out letters, mailing letters? Yes, I am. Is this Mark? Hi, Mark. How are you? I'm calling about your property, 210 Hawthorne Avenue.
Okay.
How are you? I was wondering if you'd consider selling the property. Oh, you wouldn't be able to do that. I guess maybe
I'm
I
17 years old.
oh, you're 17
Why
years
would I
old.
sell the house that I live in? I'm not selling
Okay, the reason why I'm calling your name, the property address came up in one of my lists here for pre-foreclosures. Would you know about that?
home. No idea.
No idea. Okay, all right, no problem. Have a good one, Mark. All right, so that's Mark. I will have to mark Mark as not interested. As you can see, that's the person that came on the phone. I have no idea if he's telling the truth. It doesn't matter to me. Again, what matters is people that actually want your help, okay? You have to lead with helping. You have to lead with not being so aggressive, okay? I want to say not interested. And I'll mark that as not interested, and I'll move on to the next person. He said that's the house he lives in. Never know. It could be, I'm actually going to, it's another number that came up here, okay? Actually, no, he's moving on to the next property. Once I mark it as not interested in moving on to the next property, okay? So again.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Eileen, please?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Can I speak to Eileen? Can you hear me?
You're the wrong number.
Thank you. All right, so that one says wrong number. I'm going to trash that number, and I say delete that number. Doesn't count. And it goes on. I want to click on. He's going to try the next number available in that person's contact. Again, it doesn't matter, okay? You just have to keep going, okay? The beauty about this kind of system is it's just dialing as you go, okay? It's just dialing as you go. You don't have to dial the number. Numbers are automatically dialed. You don't want to take anything too personally. You don't want to be attached to an outcome, okay? It doesn't matter. These people don't know you. They don't know you. You don't know them. You're just looking to help somebody and create some revenue in that process, okay? And you're going to find that person if you keep going and don't take anything personally, okay? Let's see here. I think it's dialing Judy Buck here. So what happens is that when somebody picks up and they say hello, they come on and they say hello. And all you have to do is respond and say hello. And I have a simple script that I follow, a simple seven-step script that I follow. And the seventh step is just a guide. Okay, it's not the end all be all. Okay, and essentially, I need to know if they want to sell. If they're not willing to sell, I don't need to ask any further questions. I just keep moving. Okay, I just keep moving. If they tell me why would I want to sell, like this other gentleman, Mark, was asking me why would I want to sell. Well, the name of your property came up. The address of your property came up in a pre-foreclosure list. Would you know anything about that? If he's not willing to admit to that, no, it's just the wrong prospect. It's not motivated. You got to keep it moving. You're looking for motivation. Okay, you're looking for motivation always. You should remember that. All right. By the way, if you're watching this and you like it so far, see, that was no answer, and it moved on automatically to the next number. I wish I could show you my screen. I just don't want to have people's, even though it's public record already, I don't necessarily want to have people's, I don't want to publicize the information because it's already public record, okay?
You have reached mailbox number 9.
So that's a voicemail. We're going to drop a voicemail automatically. Once I hear the beep, I'll drop the voicemail and move on to next one. All right, well, we moved on already to the next call automatically. All right, so I like the fact that I set it up. The automatic call dialing thing is better than me having to click dial over and over. So right now we're 15 minutes. We're 1/4 of an hour in, and we've called 10 leads, 23 calls made, okay, because some leads have multiple numbers. We made one contact, okay, 8 voicemails. Okay, and it keeps some kind of scores here. I don't know how it does it, but I guess it's a way for a team. If you have a team of people, you can compete against each other, and you can use this to win real big time by measuring scores against each other. So it's measuring 34 for me. I don't know what that means yet. We'll figure that out later. As a matter of fact, there's a question mark here. Maybe I can see here. Okay, the scores are based on 10 points for every 30 minutes. 1 point for every call made. 2 points for every contact. Okay. And then 5 points for every appointment set. Okay. And then 1 point for every voicemail. And 1 point for every callback set. So for the calls that I made in the afternoon, I set 1 or back. That I guess that was a good thing. And every 30 minutes you're on, it's 10 points. Because again, every minute counts towards your next $25,000 deal. Okay. So it's pretty cool stuff. So right now, let's see. All right, so when you're making these calls, you want to be relaxed, okay? Your body language, relaxed, you know, chest out, shoulder back, and just know that you're out here to help people, okay?
Hello.
Yes, hi, Stanley?
Hello.
Yes, can I speak to Stanley, please?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? All right, so that was a hang up. I can set that as no answer. It's a good number. I want to set that as a good number. No. It's a good number, but no answer. For some reason, couldn't hear me. Give me that phone number. All right. You never know. You're going to hit all kinds of scenarios when you're calling thousands of numbers. This lead, number of leads I have here right now is about 3,000 leads, data, records, right, that I have to call of pre-foreclosures, auctions, and things like that. So you just never know, okay? But also remember that you're talking to people that are going through sensitive moments in their lives. Just remember that as well, okay? Another reason why you can't take anything personally, don't get attached to outcome. Just make your calls and keep it moving, okay? I teach both passive marketing and active marketing. This falls under active marketing. You're reaching out. This is actively prospecting, okay? And if you want to be aggressive about boosting or starting a business, like you want to go heavy, you want to be open to making this kind of call. However, when you get somebody on a call, you want to make sure you instantly reposition yourself as the person in power by asking the right type of question, okay? If you're not positioned to help them, you're going to lose always, okay? If you're just there to hard sell people, you're always going to lose, okay? Demand and supply, right? You're going to lose. So you instantly, as soon as you get somebody on the call, your job is to reposition yourself as the person of power, the person that's there to help, okay? And that's why I always ask the question. I was wondering if you consider selling your property. And I just shut up and just keep quiet and wait for them to answer my question. If they say yes, no, it's completely up to them. Okay. All right. That session ended for some weird reason. Let's see why. I don't know why. Session ended. Why? Okay. So we're 19 minutes in. The session ended. Let me see if there's a way to call back. All right, let's see. Session ended. Well, I didn't mean to end my session, so I'm gonna call back. All right, so I have to. Closes. Okay, I'm gonna have to click dial again. All right, so my session ended after 19 minutes. It's okay. It's gonna go back in there. Yes. Would you like to resume it? All right. So this is technology. Think nothing is perfect. You know, total numbers to dial 6,000 numbers. Yeah, nothing is perfect. I'm gonna click start. And we're picking up again.
Come to store. Press 1 to continue.
All right. We continue right from where we stopped. So we're still calling Stanley's numbers. Stanley has about 5 different numbers. one day. All right. So the reason why I also wanted to do this live like this is because sometimes you hear a lot of, you see a lot of live prospecting recording on YouTube, and they only cover the good ones, you know. They don't cover the dead times, right? For obvious reasons. Because it doesn't look as good, it doesn't look as sexy. The truth is, sorry about that. The truth is, if you're making this kind of calls, it's going to be a lot of dead time, which is why you don't want to use your phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Right? The mailbox belonging to 908.
Mailbox is full, so I'm just going to hang up and say no answer and keep on moving to the next person. Resume. Goes on to the next number. All right? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of dead moments, you know. And it is what it is. You know, that's why the system counts every 10 minutes online. Every 30 minutes, that's 10 points, okay? Because the more you do it, the closer you get to your deal. And that's how you want to look at it, okay? Now, could you be doing direct response marketing?
This is Maggie and Mike. We are not available to take your call at the present time. Please leave a message after the beep and have a good day. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
Voicemail.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so I just dropped that voicemail. Here's the thing. That number, this sounds like Stanley, but it doesn't matter. I'm dropping the voicemail anyway. People, because my voicemail says, hey.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can I speak to Nick?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, Nick, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Sotelo?
Who is? Who is speaking?
This is Ola. I'm trying to speak to Sotelo about...
What do you mean?
Yeah, you own Murray Street in Roselle?
What do you mean?
I'm looking to buy that house, Murray Street in Roselle.
Over here, Roselle?
Yeah, is that your house?
No.
Oh, whose house is it? Hello? All right, so it doesn't look like Nikano or whoever this is speaks very good English, okay? So I'm going to categorize that automatically as wrong and trash, okay? So I don't call that number any longer, okay? And yes, here in New Jersey, in certain part of New Jersey, Roselle, Elizabeth, we're going to encounter some Spanish-speaking people. And as the prospector here, I don't speak Spanish, so got to keep it moving. It doesn't matter. Got to keep going, okay? On to the next number, okay? So, let's see here. Boom, 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 boom. So for my seven prospecting questions, most of them we're not going to get past one, and that's okay. Okay, that's okay. If you were sending direct mailing, like letters to people's houses, most of your letters will end up in the garbage. Okay.
Welcome. Your call is being answered by an automated attendant.
Got a voice.
If you know your number. Party's extension, press 1. To use our automated name directory, press 2. If you would like to speak with an operator, press 0.
So that's a bad number. Okay, we're going to trash that number as well. Okay. And we'll move on to the next person. Okay, we'll move on to the next house. So those were 2 leads done, and on to the next house. 6 calls made, 1 voicemail left. You know, got to move on to the next person as fast as you can. All right, so I was saying this passive marketing and this active marketing, you have to, if I were you, I would always use a hybrid of both, okay? Hybrid of both, okay? Just like I use a hybrid of both in everything else in marketing. I use a hybrid of both because.
Please leave your message for 908-937-4335.
Because you don't want to be at the mercy of one strategy, okay? Because any strategy can break at any point in time, okay? So that's why you want to learn marketing and attraction marketing all in total, because it doesn't matter how. Yes, hi. Can I speak to Omela?
Who's speaking?
My name is Ola. I am calling about your property at East Henry Street.
Uh-huh. Why then?
Are you considering selling that property?
No. We don't want to sell it.
You don't want to sell it?
No.
It looks like you have an auction date coming up on this property. Is it in pre-foreclosure?
Oh,
you're doing loan modification now?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that
all right.
Working on it.
Okay, good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
All right, so as a person doing a loan modification, if they're doing a loan modification, you want to say good luck and keep it moving, right? So I'm going to say not interested. That will drop into my not interested box, and I'll keep it moving. Now, I may decide in the near future if I have enough time to be calling not interested. Probably not. I have about 6,000 numbers, about 2,500 leads to call here. And there's new leads coming in every day. I probably will not have time to call not interested. And you shouldn't have time to be calling not interested either. Okay? You want to keep it moving on to the next person. And that's what abundance of leads is all about. Okay? You want to position yourself with power and keep calling new people and get closer and closer to your $25,000 deals, okay? Let's see here. Eventually, okay, you want to be in a place where you outsource this process. You have people making this kind of call for you. So you don't want to be the person making this kind of call by yourself forever. So for me right now, when I say I'm testing because I want to know how this works. So. And then also, when I'm ready to outsource this, I'll know exactly. Hello?
It's not available.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the
So
time.
I'm dropping a voicemail here. All right. So, for me, I'm doing this so I can know exactly what I'm outsourcing, what the process is. So nobody can tell me nothing. Like, hey, it doesn't work. I called. I'm like, yeah, most calls, most numbers you can call, it's not going to result in a real call. Okay. That's why you use a dialer. The dialer I use is called Storm Dialer with the Red X, okay? And I will put an affiliate link in the description box once it's ready. In the meanwhile, if you just Google the Red X, theredx.com, and you can have access to all the leads you need to really start building your business. Now, there are multiple things you could do with those leads. You can upload them actually into Facebook and retarget them. If you want to be, nitpicking, you can do that as well. Or you can send direct mail to people's houses or people's property addresses. So it's a fantastic way to market, but it's a passive form of marketing and it costs money, okay? So if your budget is not there yet, the best way to do this is what I'm doing right now. Just call them, you invest, the Storm Dialer is about $100. They give you a free trial.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Let's drop a voicemail for Casey real quick.
9415258 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, we just dropped a voicemail for Tracy. So, let's see here. Not doing too badly, okay? It's another 10 minutes in right now. And 6 leads called, 13 calls made. One. Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. Can I speak to Charlene, please?
Charlene?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Okay, she said, can I take a quick, what's your name?
My name is Ola.
Ola.
Yes.
Hi, Ola. This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Are you related to Charlene?
Yeah. What
Or she can call me back at 732-309.
Right.
3834.
Well, she know what it's in reference to? Oh.
It's in reference to 422 Tournament Drive in Union.
Right.
I'm interested in purchasing that property, so she can call me back if she's interested in selling.
Okay, so you're looking to purchase the condo that I actually sold to her. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. And when are you available to come in to talk? You have to go over that all
the... I would like to talk about it first with her.
Okay. But you can talk to me about it. That's simple.
Joe, are you a realtor?
Yeah, you called my private line. This is Joe Signorella.
Oh, your name came up. Your number came up on this on my lead list.
That's okay.
Yeah. But okay. I'm an investor. I'm just looking.
Oh,
you sold it to her?
Yeah, I sold it. Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up on pre-foreclosure list.
I'm a friend of the family as well. She's there. I was just down the street in the house. I sold that. I know Charlie. She was like 3 years old. So, you know, that's why I'm saying you can share with me whatever you thought. Sorry, you're an investor.
Yes. I'm an investor. It came up on a pre-foreclosure list. Would you know anything about that?
Yeah, I would say be careful.
Say that again?
I would be careful. Scam.
Okay. Have a good day.
That's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just so you know, that's a scam. Be careful.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
Yeah. All right, so he's saying it's a scam. I'll be careful. It's public record, okay? There's nothing to be careful about when you call a public record and you're trying to, you know, buy a property that came on a pre-foreclosure list. There's a lot of shadiness going on there. You don't want to get caught in the middle of all that. Anytime you smell negativity, let me just tell you right now, okay? Anytime you smell any kind of negativity, let me just... mark this as wrong and trash the number. It could just be that guy is connected to the wrong thing. I'm just going to trash that particular number because there could still be a deal there. Never know. Maybe he's the scam artist. Who knows, right? Nope. I'm just going to count that as a... I'll resume the next one. All right. Anytime you smell any kind of negativity, it's always best to stay away from it. Okay? There's more than enough leads for you to deal with. Okay? So... you don't have to deal with any kind of negativity. You get to make that choice, okay? So you can just keep it moving. Don't worry about it. Keep it moving, you know. But this is apparently this is a condo. I don't even buy condos anyway, you know. So as a matter of fact, I know it's a condo. I'm actually going to literally mark this whole thing as not interested and keep it moving. I'm not interested in condos. It's just my rules, okay? Because of some other logistics I'll talk about later, okay? We're going to keep it moving on to the next candidate. There you go. All right, so we're down to the next person already, all right? So right now with, like I was saying, I'm talking about, again, as we go along, I'm going to talk about the topics when you're cold calling and you're dealing in business, anything like that. Anytime you smell negativity, you focus on negativity, it's going to expand. It's just the way it works, you know. I would even check the condo out if it's full of positive, you know, if I feel a positive vibe from it, you know. Hello?
Sorry, that mailbox is full. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
So that's a bad voicemail. I'm going to keep no answer. If there's no answer, we'll continue to call the other numbers. All right, so just, you smell negativity, somebody's yelling at you on the phone, somebody has a nasty attitude on the phone, don't sit down there and be trying to educate them on how they should talk, you know. You're not going to be the first to tell them that, okay, and you're not going to be the last, and you're not going to be the fixer in the situation. You want to position yourself as the person in power always, and part of that is to position yourself to move in the direction of the tide, of the trend, of the wave, of the ocean, right? And don't swim against it. All right, Sinora says leave a message. So we're going to drop a quick voice. Yeah. On to the next. All right. So always position yourself in the direction of positive vibes. You know, that way you can leverage the direction of that positive vibe in your favor, in addition to your skill set of asking the right question, being calm on the phone, staying positive, listen, you know, ask a question and shut up and listen. Let them do all the talking. Once you find the right person on the phone, let them do as much talking as they want to. People want to talk. Let them talk, okay? You ask a question. If they stop talking, you ask another question based on what they're telling you, based on their previous whatever they've said so far. All right. So hopefully you're picking up some good insights here. You know, as I'm talking to you, it's dialing. We've made so far. We're 60 minutes in. 10 leads have been called. 20 calls have been made. 2 contacts.
Hello.
Hi, Francis.
Hello.
Is this Francis? All right, so that's a hang up. And let me see, is that a bad number? I'm not sure if that's a bad number. I'm going to say we dial again. I mean, sometimes it depends on how you feel, just without. Sometimes I'll keep it moving. There's no rules to that, just so you know, okay? I wasn't sure what kind of disposition I should put on that. So, there's an option for no disposition here. Yeah, hi, Francis. Yeah, Francis is clearly either a wrong number, but that doesn't sound like, delete that as a wrong number, and we're going to keep moving, right? So it ain't hurt to try it again, you know. Well, typically, a lot of times, I would not try again. One touch rule, okay? Keep it moving and keep it moving. If you ever run out of leads to call, you can come back to it. I doubt that very much, okay? All right, so in 17 minutes, we've left 5 voicemails, 21 calls made, 11 leads called, okay? So hopefully you're getting some really cool tips from this. Let's see here. Hello? Looks like there's somebody on the call just now. So if you want to continue this session with me, I'll be on at 4:30 p.m. Today, I had to drop someone at the airport. So, but 4:30 p.m., that's when I'll be on. From 4:30 to about 6 p.m., that's when I'll be on. Doing this daily for the next additional 8 days after today. So if you want to hang out with me and see how it goes, you know. Essentially, at the end of 9 days, I will determine if I want to keep doing it, if it's worth it, if it's not worth it, if I would just better use my time. But at least if you choose to do it, let's say you're working on a low budget, on a shoestring budget, it's a great way to stay, to start contacting people in pre-foreclosures. Until you close your first deal, once you close your first deal, then you can have some money to put towards, you know, marketing, direct marketing, and you can maybe use your time in a better way, or you can use that in online marketing as well too, okay? Because you can actually use online marketing to generate leads or to do the wholesaling 2.0 version of attraction marketing online, okay, which I teach. You can grab it. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can I speak to Brian, please?
Yes, this is Brian.
Hi, Brian. I'm calling about a property on Elizabeth Avenue, 225. Is that yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, man? I was wondering if you are considering selling the property.
Well, right now, we're already in a contract right now.
Oh, you're in contract right now? All right, good luck, man. It shows it's in pre-foreclosure, right?
Yeah, I have to find out more about that because I think they had they used them for investment, so
they
had to change up the paperwork.
Okay. All right, save my number, man. If you ever need to sell it or anything, you need to move fast, you can call me, okay?
All right, what should I
My name is Ola, O-L-A.
Okay.
Ola, that's my name, Ola, O-L-A.
Oh, all right, okay,
all right, man.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so that's, what should I say? That guy is, it's a, I don't know if I should call that interested. It's not interested, definitely not. But it's also not interested. He's under contract, he says. So maybe I can set a call back. Well, let's see. I can set a call back. Let me set a call back for next month. That's what I'll do. There you go. Set a call back for next month. All right. So give it adequate time, at least, you know, for him to either close or maybe the contract fall apart. Right? So I'm going to set that for... Yep. So I'm setting that as a callback. There you go. And we'll move on to the next person. So check that out. So that's the beautiful thing about this system, okay? As you can see, that conversation was based on the kind of question my mind tells me I'm talking to on the phone. I said, what's up, bro? Right? I said, you're looking to sell, you know. I said, it's under contract. Well, it looks like it's in pre-foreclosure. How's that going, right?
Please leave your message for...
All right, we're going to drop a voicemail here. So, you want to be natural about it, okay? That's the one of the things I always tell when you're calling people on the phone. Just be yourself. Again, that's why you're relaxing. There's no stress. You don't owe anybody money. You don't have to make anybody feel good. You just have to flow according to their, just follow their lead, okay? Let them lead. Because you're actually leading. When you let people lead, you're leading by doing that, okay? It's you understanding that you're the leader from a mental standpoint, okay? It's a powerful place to be when you understand that you don't have to do a lot of talking, okay?
Please leave your message for 9-0-8-7-6-4-2-9-4-8.
Okay. Drop the voicemail onto the next, okay? All right, so is that making sense? So that's it. You want to make it simple for yourself, make it easier for yourself by not getting attached to any outcome. Okay, we know this is a numbers game. We know that you're getting closer and closer to that deal. Okay, so it's just a matter of just stay consistent. The number one key factor here, as always, whatever strategy you choose, be consistent. All right? So I'm going to do this for 9 days, and I will know if it's something I enjoy doing, if it's something I want to keep doing. If not,
please leave your message for 9-0-8-5-1-2-8-1-8-5.
All right, I'll keep doing it. But I cannot judge if the strategy worked with just one time or two times. Or 3 times, you know, that's too low. You got to do it for a while to know if it works or if it doesn't work. For you specifically, I know it works. Every strategy works. It's a matter of, are you willing to stick around long enough for it to work, okay? If you start knocking on doors right now, you're going to find a deal. But can you, do you have the spirit to keep doing that until it works? Probably not, okay? Is that the best use of your time? Probably not, okay? Well, how do you find out? You do it. You try it for a while and see if it works out, okay? That's how you do it. If you don't do that for a while, if you don't learn how to stay consistent in something, you will never get anything done. You will always complain about something that's not working, and that's not the best place to be as a business owner. And I don't think you're a business owner because, again, the more key factor in all of this is consistency. But at what point can you say you've passed as a consistent, you've passed in putting consistent effort, right?
Your message for.
Okay. About to leave a Mike voicemail. Mike voicemail being left, okay? So the beautiful thing, another beautiful thing about this is as it's leaving the voicemail, you already dialed the next person. So you're not scrambling, trying to say the right thing. You just say, what I say on my voicemail is actually very simple. Say, hey, I was calling about your property and I wanted to know if you would consider selling. Can you call me back and let me know if you are open to selling the property? Hey, it could have been the wrong number. I don't know if it's the wrong number, you know, but if they have a property, they'll call me back. If they don't, they will delete the voicemail. Bottom line is that that's another piece of marketing, another piece of message out there on behalf of my business that's working for me, okay? Right now we're dialing, what is Brown in Plainfield, New Jersey? What I'm dialing is essentially pre-foreclosures, okay? These are listed publicly, but the numbers are found with this automatic system that goes out there to find all the possible numbers, all right? This is a bad number. That's a fax number. I hang up, and I have to delete that number forever. Forever and ever. Okay? And we will do on to the next person. So again, it scrapes all the possible numbers that this person could be on. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Red X that I like about the Red X. Okay? All right. So another thing that can happen after 9 days is this process will become a second nature for me, and I will not stop. Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping that will happen, even if I haven't found one deal. Because I'm now, as I'm, you know, I'm sharing this journey with you, I'm getting used to it. You know, it's becoming a second nature to me.
Sorry, I can't get the phone right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as
voicemail.
Possible. Thank you.
Voicemail. So that was a voicemail. That will be the third number of that person that we're calling. The first two numbers, sorry, the first number, the first two numbers are on the do not call list. And the system knows to automatically skip that. Okay. All right, so let's see here. All right. So for those of you hanging out live with me, hopefully you're getting some really cool tips there, okay? But if you want to do $100,000 from home per month,
please leave your message for Ola Brown.
Ola Brown. This is Ola Brown's my name. Drop a voicemail. All right. So if you want to make $100,000 per year from home, wholesaling, as you can see, there's a very, very easy way to do it right now. Okay, just spend 60 to 90 minutes per day having automatic system dialing numbers for you, and you're going to find a deal at some point. Okay, and you can do this from anywhere where you have internet and a phone line. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, so for me right now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably never going to stop this. Okay. Probably never going to stop. Even if I stop, that means I found somebody in my team to continue to do it. Okay? And I like the fact that they are measuring like a score-based thing. And I think they probably have enterprise version of the account where you can have multiple people in your business making those calls. All right. So let's see here. This is a property in Hillside, New Jersey. List price, $159.
You have reached 973-923-2479.
Drop a voicemail on that. That will be the second number on this contact. The first one is no answer. Second one is a voicemail. All right. Let's see here. So this one is actually saying a March 14 auction date set for this property. So you would think that people like this should be motivated, ready to sell, but it doesn't always work. I tell my brother all the time, okay, it's like your job is to find motivated sellers. The idea that there's a type of lead that's more motivated than the others is bogus, okay? It's bogus, it's not true. Hello?
Hi, hello?
Yes, can I speak to Isabella, please? My name is Ola. I am calling about your property at 63 Liberty Street in Clark.
What property?
The property. Do you own the property on Liberty Street?
Yeah, who is it?
My name is Ola. I'm an investor. I was just wondering if you're considering selling the property.
If I'm what?
Considering selling the property.
No, no, thank you.
Okay. Did you know about it being listed in the pre-foreclosure?
Yes, I understand, but no.
No.
It's okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So, I didn't have to say the last part. I just choose to throw that in, you know, just in case they're like, yeah, is there something you want to tell us? You never know, okay? But I always try to tell them I'm looking to buy it first, okay? Not interested. So that was a good contact. You're like, good contact? Yeah, good contact. That's a sign that these numbers are real, okay? And I'll keep on moving to the next person, okay? Not interested. Next. All right, so some will, some won't. SW, SW. So what? Another SW. Next. That's the attitude you want to have about this. Okay? That's the attitude. So, yes, hi. Can I speak to Rick?
Speak.
Hi, Rick.
This is Rick. How can I help you?
Hi, Rick. How are you? So, did I catch you at a good time? Okay, I'm calling you about the property at 5 Lane Drive in Springfield, New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, are you considering selling that property right now?
I'm sorry?
Would you consider selling that property?
Yeah. So people are already contacted me, and in the process of actually doing a short sale, so I think someone kind of be speaking into this.
They're in the process of doing a short sale on it right now?
Yes.
Oh, for how long has that been?
How long has it been?
Yeah, that they've been doing the short sale. It's under contract for a short sale, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's just very recently, like the week before.
Oh, okay.
Just I'm working at it right now, so.
Did you have an auction date on this property for foreclosure?
Yes. Yeah. You're speaking with the right person.
Say that again?
Yeah. You're talking to the right person. This is Rick with the 5-Lane Drive.
Right.
But the auction was canceled.
Okay, the auction was canceled. Would you mind keeping my number in case something falls through, and then you can give me a call so I can come see what I can do to help? Because I'm interested in the property. But like you said, it's under contract right now.
Right.
So would you mind saving my number? So you give me a call if something falls through so I can take a look at your situation. Yeah, my name is Ola, O-L-A.
Very much.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, just my name is Ola. It's on your call ID, right, I guess?
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good night.
Take care. All right, so Rick seems a little tired. Maybe he's waking up or something, but he's already working with somebody. I'm going to set a call back. How about that? For 1 month, okay? I'm going to set a call back for 4/19, April 19th from now, okay? And that's the beautiful thing. My system will not try to get me to call until then, okay? And then I'll keep on moving. You got to keep moving as soon as you can, as possible, right? But that was a good one. It's another good contact, okay? All right, so we're right now 34 minutes deep into our second session. Remember, we got caught up at 19 minutes. And I will check what the total data is once we hit 19 minutes here.
Hello. Please leave a message after the
call. That voicemail. All right, so I'll check on that. But right now we've made about 42 calls to 21 leads, 3 contacts so far, 13 voicemails, 2 callbacks set, okay? 2 callbacks, I actually spoke to somebody. I feel like They may just not be ready. They may be ready next month. Doesn't matter. Okay, and my score is 73. Okay, pretty cool, right? All right. So let me turn on this light over here so you can see. So it all seems.
Please leave your message for 90852.
Let me drop this voicemail first. All right. Some better light in the room, right?
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I can I speak to Enoch?
Who's calling?
My name is Ola.
Okay, calling from where?
I'm calling. I'm a private local investor here. I'm calling about West 17th Street, 110. Is that your property?
Yes.
Would you consider, are you considering selling this property?
No, we're not.
Oh, you're not? Are you familiar with the fact it's on pre-foreclosure list?
I'm sorry?
Is it in pre-foreclosure, this property?
If the house is not, it's not on sale.
Okay, have a good day. All right, so, not interested, gotta keep moving. No motivation, you keep moving. Never forget that. Okay? Never forget that. Keep moving. Now we're calling Victor DeMatteis in Rahway, New Jersey. That's some fun here. Yeah. All right, yeah. No motivation, no food. Okay? No waste time. No time. Don't waste time. Keep it moving. Nothing personal. They're not there. Why would somebody be pre-foreclosure with a date and not want to sell? We don't know. We don't care. Okay. All right. Somebody just went by the number real quick. We don't know. We don't care. You know, if somebody is on the phone, they say not interested in selling.
Hello?
Yes, all right. Can I speak to Castro, please?
Who?
Castro?
Castro, you have the wrong number.
All right, thanks. Actually, I'm looking for the person in charge of the property on Abata Avenue in Linden.
Oh, no, they're not here right now.
Okay, thank you. All right, not there right now. Probably never going to be there. I'm going to trash that number and go to there's two other numbers. All right, two other numbers on that contact. I'm going to try that. Okay, if they say they're not here right now, it's a landline. Chances are it's a landline. And they'll probably never be there. It's just the wrong line to be calling for them. All right. This particular property has about three different owners on it. Okay. So sometimes you don't know which name to ask for. Okay. But I just always go with the first one. And if they say, I just say, okay. I'm calling with regards to the property.
Your address. Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system in the mailbox belonging to
Victoria Figueroa.
It's full. Please hang up.
It's full. The mailbox is full. So I'm going to say no answer. I'm going to keep on moving to the next line. There's another line. One more line on this contact. All right. Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I can I speak to Castro?
Who?
Castro?
Somebody speaking Spanish?
No Spanish, no English. English only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. No Spanish. I'm going to trash that number for life. All right. Some of you say, oh, why don't you find somebody who speaks Spanish? Not now. Okay. Maybe later on. I did that in the past and it worked out okay, but not now. Okay. I'll let other Spanish speaking people capture that deal if there's a deal there. Right. But I'd rather just keep moving for now. Let's see here. Right now we're calling Elena Brown for Columbia, New Jersey. Okay. I think it'd be fun to actually be able to see my screen, but again, let me just people's phone numbers and the stuff, let me protect that. If it was just addresses, maybe All right, there was a no answer. It's moving on to the next line. There are actually five different phone numbers on this contact. Three of them are on the Do Not Call list, DNC. And it's dialing the second one, second but last, but not the least, right? No answer. On to the next. All right, so we're dialing Jose Sanchez. See here. All right. So look at this. This is the phone I'm using right now. This is the phone I'm using. So dial. And if anybody comes on, I can talk, but I can also use the phone to do some browsing. Right? So multitasking is not always a good thing. So no answer on that line right there. I was looking to Google something, so let's go ahead and do that. So, all right. All right, next, no answer. Okay, no answer. Okay. So this is going to be a lot more fun for me once I'm done with this series, okay? Because I can do other things. I won't have to talk unless somebody comes on the line. And I can literally do other things on the side as I'm dialing, you know? I'm creating contact and encounters with these homeowners, okay? So think about it that way. It's absolutely worth it, okay? Absolutely worth it. Right now we're calling Fanny M in Greenfield. We have five different numbers, two do not call list. Only three numbers we can call here. First one has no answer. So we got two more numbers.
Call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yeah.
9176127 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's it. Next number is being dialed. As that voicemail has been left. Okay. Let's see. All right. I will wait for the next person to come on. Okay. I'm very sleepy, actually.
This number is parked at number bar. Park your unused phone numbers for just $2 a month at numberbarn.com.
That's a park number. We gotta say wrong and trash. And no contact, gotta keep going to the next person. Okay. Alright, so we're 45 minutes deep in, 29 leads called, 58 calls made. Imagine if you were dialing, right? That's going to be very, very hard, right? This costs $99 per month, okay? Just so you know, the Storm Dialer costs $99 per month. Again, I'll leave the link. If you want to do this, it's worth it. Okay, again, if you close one deal, $25,000, $20,000, even if it's $5,000, right?
Por favor, deje su mensaje para
voicemail. All right, that was a voicemail. Okay. I stay yawning. I'm yawning and sleepy, but I got about 15 more minutes to go here, so I can't be yawning. Let's see. So by the end of this call, I'm going to review the data with you. The beauty about this data is once you start setting appointments, you know how many calls. Eventually, it'll be predictable. Another thing I always like to share with people is that we could make today's call, completely all of today's call, and not secure one appointment.
Please leave your message for 908-342-6911.
All right, and we could do that for next 2 days. That one next day, it could be the fourth day, you could have a series of appointments set up. You just never know, which is, again, why consistency is key, is the number one factor in all of this, okay? Consistency is the number one factor in all of this. Always remember that, okay? All right. Dial one more number for Edith before we move on to the next lead. And now I can continue my Google over here.
Please leave your message for 732-810-6612.
Voicemail. All right, on to the next question. So let's voicemail for that person. We've left 18 voicemails. Imagine if I was leaving these voicemails manually, right? It's going to take forever, right? So, yeah. See here. Okay. We're still dialing. We're dialing. One, no answer. So no answer right here. Dialing the next one automatically. Right. Let's see, what else? What else we got going on? Okay, another no answer, calling the last number for this contact. Another thing I want to share with you, no prejudgment, okay? When you're calling this kind of leads, or you're calling, cold calling, whatever you want to call it, you don't want to be prejudging people based on their name or some other attributes of that lead. You never know. One person can lead to another person. As a matter of fact, the contact you're going to make may not be the deal, okay? Maybe they're going to introduce you to somebody else. That's why I always say, hey, why don't you say my number? You heard me say that earlier. Why say my number? If something opens up in the future, I'm looking to buy, so let me know, right? And you save that, you keep it moving. Just say that. Don't overthink it. Don't say, hey, how many people are going to give you a number? That's not your problem, okay? Your job is to put out as many touch as possible, okay, in your business, okay? As many touch. That's why we leave voicemails, because they happen to serve as touches, okay? A call, speaking to one person is touch, but you're going to leave a lot more voicemails than people you talk to. So why not leverage it? People are going to call back and I will grab those calls when they come in. Okay? Very, very, very simple concept that I want you to pay attention to. Don't prejudge. Don't prejudge people. Don't prejudge by name. Don't prejudge by anything. As long as they can talk, let them do talking and tell you everything they need to tell you about a property. And if you want to find one solid a call here, something that goes well, you know, I may extract out that part
of the
video.
You have reached the voicemail box of 973392305.
Excuse me. I may extract that part of the video out and show you how a call goes down, you know. But it's good for you to see all of this. I mean, we've been going in for what now? Like an hour and 20 minutes, right? And nothing positive outside of the fact that we're making calls and we're creating data here, right? But it's good to see this process. But either way, the sexiest part is when you actually talk to somebody and you set an appointment up, right? But nobody shows this part where you're just down. Most people don't show this, right? They show the sexiest part of me. But I want you to know, I want you to get some value from this. Okay, so we dropped that voicemail. On to the next. That's 20th voicemail we've dropped so far in 50 minutes. You know, 50 minutes, second session, right? So, darling, the next one right now. Where's darling Arthur in Linden, New Jersey? Alright, so there are multiple ways you can contact this lead. You can contact by phone, as I'm doing right now, contact by letters, you can also
please leave your message for 908-494-8132.
Another method I recommend is giving away something of value to them, like a book, an ebook. Tell them to go to the website, and you can drive that website, that traffic to that website, and you can retarget the visitors of that website over time. It's going to take you a whole lot of mail to capture people coming to the site, because again, an average person that pick up your letter will not do what is in the letter. Okay, this is all a numbers game. All a numbers game. Always remember that. So. That's another way, though. It's still a way.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to you.
Mailbox is full.
It's full. Please hang up.
You hang up and say no answer. And continue on to the next line. Okay, we're almost there. I'm anxious now, but I'm sleepy more than anything else. You know, I've been jet-lagged a little bit from all the travels from last week, so that's why I'm sleepy very early. But we're going to get this done in a few minutes before we'll come back here tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Okay, 4:30 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to be here. It's going to be fun. Let's see here. So, is Dallin Springfield?
Please leave your message for 908-759-9. 0-2-1.
Okay, voicemail dropped. So the first line was no answer. Two lines, no answer, one voicemail. Never know. So right now we're calling Union.
Hello?
Yes, I can speak to Peter. Can I speak to Peter or Sophie? I need to speak to Peter or Sophie.
No. Wrong number.
Wrong number. Thank you. All right. So that's a wrong number. I'm going to trash it. We'll never call it again. The system knows to never call it again. Okay. Once you mark it as trash it, delete and all that. On to the next. All right, so this person, Donald, has four different contact numbers. One is on the do not call list, so we're going to attempt calling through those three lines. 43 FB Street, Hillside, New Jersey. Okay. All right, so looks like somebody is dialing back. That happens sometimes, okay? This is Ola.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Somebody
yes, hi. What's your name?
Nebo.
Diego, I was calling about a property that you own. You have property for sale?
For what?
Do you have a house you want to sell?
No.
All right, thank you. Okay, so anytime somebody calls and I try to switch back, it ends my whole session, okay? My whole session ends like that, okay? So with that being said, I'm not going to dial back into the system. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to say the session ended and we're going to call it a day. But what I want to do right now is I want to share with you how we did so far today and some data with you. I'm going to switch over my screen right now, so you can see how that worked. And let's see here, switch screens. And let's go check this out. All right, so this is the data of the call we just made. And this was fun. I like that I did this. And it's showing March 20 already. Maybe the system is dated on March 20, but I guess this was the last call that I made. And 60 in total. In total, we've done 77. Okay, this is all done today because I did one earlier. Okay, this was by the dates. Let's see here, 1 hour 35 minutes. I think. Okay, that was from the first day. All right, so in total, let's just look at the total. 77 leads were called. 167 calls were made, okay? 9 contacts, okay? Voicemail, 51 voicemail were left out there right now. So I recorded voice one time, was dumped in different voicemails right now, 51 times, okay? Callback sets, I set about 2 of them so far. And I spent about 2.5 hours today, okay? So my average is going to be about 90 minutes, maybe a little bit over. As time goes on, but hopefully this was really good stuff for you. What I want to do is I want you to let me just switch screens back, stop sharing screen. This is going to be fun over the next additional 8 days right now. Okay, as you can see, I did not make any calls. There was no appointment that was set, but I left 51 voicemails. Okay, those things can come back and haunt me as deals, and I can't wait. Okay. So the activity you're engaging in here is not just a waste, okay? You're planting seeds out into the marketplace, and it will come back if you do it consistently and long enough. That's how it works, okay? But I like it. I like it just on day one alone. I already like it. I like the data that I'm collecting. I like the revelation in the data. I like the fact that, obviously, those are real people. I spoke to a few real people that are just not interested, right? That may be interested in the nearest future. You just got to keep pounding like that, okay? Now, if you want to understand my personality, my personal concept of marketing and prospecting and how it's done, you want to definitely go to myempirepro.com and get your hands on that book for free. It's absolutely free, myempirepro.com. And everything I believe when it comes to marketing, prospecting is in that book, including when is ever a right time to cold call. Sometimes it's the right time to cold call. I'll tell you, one of them is when you're in a shoestring budget, right? So myempirepro.com is where you want to go. Give me a thumbs up, a like if you really like this session. Leave a comment below. You know, if you have any questions, any further questions about this process, leave a comment below. I will be there myself answering. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.